I just pray that I just pray this to you. So nice to see you. Well, I'm going to give our advice. The last time on Sunday when we last met, we got to the 2000 mark. We had this mark where the mark is focusing on a show and an old dog and a boy. But together, we'll see if it was together, but they damaged an animal or another person. I mean, the show and the old dog pushed an animal into the pit, or show and the old dog pushed a person into the pit. And what's the deal? And we broke it down according to different things, different liabilities, different people are liable for, right? So we saw, for instance, Nezek, the Ochai for Arba Dvorim, Nezek Tzari for Eretz, and so Tzari for Shem's Vishes, and the Odom's Chai for it. You mean brothers and the Odom's Chai for it. Bahala, Bahala. So we have to take this, the Ramasra, the Indian Kofa Vishlishim Shalem, which is the next on the list of liabilities. Kofa. Kofa is when the end of the show kills a person, then you have to pay Kofa. Who pays Kofa? The owner of the animal gets killed, and the owner of the animal pays Kofa. Shloshim she'eved, very similar. If the show kills the eved, then the owner of the show has to pay Shloshim to the owner of the eved. That's the office of Kofa and Shloshim she'eved. And for that, like the Gemara says, the show is paid for it. And the Adam and the boy are going to be exempt. Why is the boy potter? Because he's potter. There's no such a lock by a boy to be for Shloshim or Kofa. Why is the Adam potter? Then we saw in Rashi, Rashi said because it's commonly used. So we have Tosfos that even Kofa with Shloshim Shalevet show Chayiv. So this is a very interesting Tosfos. In Toma. Yeah, we see where we are, Shishua. Four tastes on the page, and I'll give you one of these. In Toma, we'll show Potom and Misa. The show is not Chayav Misa. Him and the person together, that's what it's understood, like Rashi Gemet explained. The person and the show are acting together. Together they push an Odom in. And the din is, says Tosfos, if you have a show and an Odom together, killed someone, the show is not chayv misa. Similar to Zalok, if you have 10 people hitting a person, Kigoyim, Tabakamoy, it's like says, this is Tabakamoy, they call us over the other person. It's like 10 people hitting a poor guy with 10, each one got their own stick, 10 markers. The Bavasach, as Zalok, they didn't do Bavasach, but there's no argument about this. Potom! If they do it one after another, there's a discussion about it. If they did it together, since they ultimately now the person got killed through all of their characteristics, you can't blame on any particular guy. Each guy only killed him slightly, so neither of them are chayav misa. If so, says Tosfos, so this show as well, which killed with the help of another person, so they together did it. So the show is not chayav misa. Since the show is not Chayav Misa, Chayav Kofa, you won't be Chayav Kofa. Why? And here, this rest of the Tosfos is really based on the previous Gemara, which I'll read the Tosfos. If you look at the Gemara, it's good, but it's quite complicated. The Gemara. So if you haven't looked at the Gemara, we'll explain it to you.
This is the point where we can fit together that is the potter because we don't know who did it, each one could say, or someone else, or because there's just no punishment that we can exact for Chatsi Misa?
Neither of them killed completely. Each one did part.
Right, but when it comes to the Zikin, or we do have a penalty that you can give for a partial.
Because the Zikin can divide that between all of them. The Misa, you can't divide that, you can't kill somebody part.
Right.
Damage if they all damage together, I'm saying this, you know, out of 1,000 by 10 people, each one pays 100. If 10 people killed someone together, each one did a tenth of the nefesh, let's say, there's no need to use such a thing.
Yeah, they each used the gun and go back home with a building, it would be different, right? Meaning,
well, that'd be more harder. There would be that one of them did it and the other one didn't.
No, let's say they all grabbed them from the hand, they grabbed them from the leg. they all threw him into the pit. They would have thrown him even without the other party. They would have thrown him into the pit.
Okay. That's not his case.
That's not bad. I'm saying
no,
that
that's like Ted Marcus. Oh, what are you saying?
Different.
Oh,
that's different because each one's that opens the question. It's not the same case.
Why not?
Because here they're both pushing him in at the same time into a pit. And even if it was only one of them, he would have fallen in and died. If I would have removed one party, he would have died.
Oh, it's about these 10 people?
No. The 10 people, each one is enough to do it. Not sure.
But they're not putting that much effort. So maybe each one could. But together, they each one expended a very little bit of effort. Here as well, how do you know that the show and the other, each one of the show, because the effort he put in, he could have done on its own. It's exactly the same, I think. The show and the other, each one, they're together pushing him. I'm imagining, it doesn't say anywhere here, that the other, it pushed stronger than he was needed to push. So he has the show pushing him with him. Together they pushed him. Together this guy fell in the pit because of the show and the other. That's why the guy fell in the pit. So it should be the same. It's 10 people hitting with a stick. Each one with their own stick should be the same. There is a chiluk, but it's not a chiluk you're saying.
What I'm wondering is, but this kofir payment.
Yeah, that's for me.
But it's something that, like when the Torah says, you know, like you should do kofir, you know, for the sake of your nefesh, because you're tired. So you say, okay, I don't want to do it. Okay, my nefesh, I'm not worried what's going to happen. But here, the basic exacts the right there. From this person, you can say, "Look, let my sure go to Gehenna." Like, no, we're forcing you to pay. So once you're forcing you to pay it, so then it can be like any other music, they can take
it. No, says the Kim the Loi Machayim Misa Loi Machayim Kofir. How do I know that? The El Beg Dalim Mehi, and the previous Perek Dal Shoy Shemagim Dalim Mehi. Mashma the Rabbis really Kiramo. If you look through the Gemara, there was an opinion of Rabbi at the beginning, and Rabbi said. When the show doesn't get skile, the bayim don't have to pay. So all my ena should be skile, ena bayim shalmin kriya. And there, Rava elaborated on that point, and he said clearly those words: the shaloi b'kavano, meshalim domin. That if the show did it without kavano, then the show pays domin and not kriya. So the Gemara there wants to say that Rob was coming to tell me that if an animal doesn't get kofir, that it doesn't get killed, then there is no kofir. Says, if so, in this case as well, when the show and the other are doing it together, we know a principle from elsewhere. The two people doing something together, there's no liability of death, no death sentence and such a thing. If so, the same rule should apply that kofir shouldn't apply. I just want to explain a little bit what that Gemara is going to say. We don't have to learn the whole Gemara together. But the Gemara there discusses is Shoy that does something without Kavanah. The Shoy Gord Pili Kavanah. And the Gemara's maskana is that you don't pay Kofir for such a thing. If the animal doesn't get killed, if the Shoy killed without Kavanah, it doesn't get killed. And you don't pay Kofir. That's true. That's Rabbo's statement. About two-thirds of the way down. We're not going to run the whole thing. It's good point. The lines that Jesus is referring to. So I'm just over halfway down. We're giving on the Aleph. David, I'm giving on the Aleph, 43a. Just over halfway down, on my rabble. First word on the line is Mishalmi. On my rabble. Show Shem is when the Kurim Shalibik of Allah Potomacry. Shanem, I show you Sokol, the Gamba all of you. That's the shit of rabble. That if the show kills without Kavana, there's no fear of Misa. And therefore, there's no kofir because it says, "Ashur yisokel v'gambar of yomos." Im kofir yushesarav. That's the pasuk. And there we darshan. Because man shall show the skiler, bainim shall be kofir. If the show is skiler, the bainim will be kofir. Ain't no show is skiler. The show is not skiler. Ain't no bainim shall be kofir. So that's the gemara. That's Rava's principle. So Rava said his principle on a case where show did something shaloi v'gambar. That was his chiddush. Now Rama is using the same idea on Ahmed Beis. Now Ahmed Beis have to go to Ahmed Beis. Amalei Rava. First word of the line is Rava. The last word of the line is Amalei. It's whatever it is in the wide lines. Tenth wide line. Amalei. You got it, Yossi?
At the end of the line is Amalei? The first line is the next word is Rava.
Amalei Rava. So Rava, now this is that Rava that Jesus is quoting to. Yeah, Hobby, if you're going to tell me there's such a principle called that you only pay kofa if there is a fee of misa. I'll be aiding him if somebody lights a fire. And that fire did it without kavanah. And he did it, he lit that fire without kavanah. So he's not having misa for that. So, nishayim domim, he should pay domim. And that's not halacha. It's not true. There's no such halacha. Tosfos is asking, so Rava is going with Rava, and Rava is going with Rava that there's such a principle, and he's asking on him, and then the Gemara discusses it further based on that. But that's what Tosfos is bringing about, it's the Shine Dom. I mean, Tosfos is understanding, bringing this Rava and saying that Rava holds all Rava, that somebody who is not Chayv Misa, there's no Kofa. If there's no Kofa, then there should be normal Tashlumi Nezek, right? And therefore Tosfos understands that Rava and Rava are going with the same idea. And if Rava holds that the Shoy doesn't get killed, then there's no Kofa, then Rava should also do. That's the Sugya that Men Gimel. Now let's go back to Nun Gimel. What's our Rava talking about? What's the Rava that we're talking about? Our Rava talking about Kofa, but what about? Not a matter without Kavanah. So what's the case of Aaron?
Not getting skila.
Why is he not getting skila? Not because there's no Kavanah. Why is he not getting skila?
They're
doing it together. Then I've got a new reason. In fact, it shouldn't make a difference. I have a new reason why they're both possible. Why the show is not going to get killed. Not because the show didn't do it with Kavanah. Maybe the show did do it with Kavanah. The reason why the show doesn't pay Kavanah is because not going to kill because he killed by way of two people. If so, the show doesn't get killed. The show doesn't get killed. It shouldn't get kofa. That's the kash of Tosfos. In here. So what's going to be the answer? Because this kash of Tosfos is going to tell us an amazing new pshat in the Gemara, which is not like Rashi. In here, says Tosfos, Deloi Ari Kishadok Fushne Bebazachas. We're not talking about when they both did it together. We're not talking about that. Elo Kol Echol Bifnei Atzmoy. Called Echol Bifnei means that what does it mean? How did you learn? What does called Echol Bifnei Atzmoy?
I learned that they were both doing it, and they were doing it at slightly different times.
That's not a good shot.
I thought it was the Bob is or, it's not an
end.
The Bob is an or, not an end.
Very good. That's the right shot. There's a reason why you can't make a shot. It's not wrong in
why
in suggesting it. Because it's not so possible that the second person would be hired. The first one already did it.
Unless,
or the other way around. Whichever one's the one that killed it, the one that did it. So it wouldn't be good to say that we're talking about that they're both tied paper on the show's tied paper if somebody else is the one that killed it. So the shot is like,
oh, both killed it. But then it matches.
One second, let's see what is the shot. Let's see what's not the shot. What is the shot is that when the Gemara said, Shoy v'odom shedoch for the boy. Shoy v'odom shedoch for the boy did not mean a shoy and a person that pushed a person into a pit or pushed a person into a pit. That's not what it meant. It meant a shoy or a person that pushed another person into a pit. A shoy that pushed a person into a pit or another person that pushed a person into a pit. In these cases, the shoy is higher. And the person not having great focus, he's got to
well, not only that, but the other question of the pit is or.
Hmm?
It's or. So if it's the shore that pushed it, then the man didn't do anything. He didn't push.
Oh, if a show pushes a person in a pit, the show gets paper. If a person pushes a person in a pit, he doesn't
get it, right?
Why?
Oh, come on.
We're coming back in.
Yeah. But are we talking about? So, but then he said at the end that we're talking about with Kibana. So the shore didn't have, if the shore didn't have Kibana, he wouldn't have steel and it wouldn't have over anyway.
He doesn't say it, but you're right. We're talking about the shade of the
right. Maybe that's what Moses comes out that we can't, that it's not Kibana.
Very good. Moses is asking a good question. Okay, now let's say these questions are coming thick and fast. And out loud, you asked a very good question. So, and Shmuel's also got money going on.
Okay, unless you want to say,
give me a chance to explain what we said so far.
Yeah.
So today's another question. We have a reason why. We have a reason to say that this show should not be Chayav Misa if he did it in conjunction with another guy. Because the halacha is if two people kill together, everyone agrees there's no liability. Everyone agrees there's no liability.
That case.
So how can it be the show is Chayav Misa? How can it be? If he's not Chayav Misa, how can we say the show is Chayav Kofra? Terry says we misread the Gemara. We thought it meant show and the person pushing it together. Mistake, it didn't mean that. It meant, what's the din? If a show pushes into a pit, what's the din? If a person pushes into a pit, what's the din in these cases? So how long is the show pushing a person in a pit, it's high for Kofra and high for show pushing a pit. And a person pushing another person into a pit is not Chayav Kofra and not Chayav Shlishim Shohev. Why? Since Rashi, Kamele, Midrabi, Midnim. That's Pshat and Tesis. Now, Yossi had a suggestion that maybe we're reading it wrong. We're not meant to say that it's talking about two separate cases, either a show or an honor. Maybe we're talking about a case where the show pushed in and then the other pushed them all. Maybe that's the case. That's not good, because if it's in a show pushed in and then the other did the actual push that killed it, then why should the show be greater? The other's the one that killed it.
Right.
Oh,
same as 10 people.
So did they do it together? They didn't do it together.
They did it together.
So they did it together in the
pot. The stone, he chipped off the stone, fell into the pit. It's called hardship. It's
not Misa.
Also, my Misa. Rashi also said they all did it together.
Right, okay. So we got a question on Rashi. Yossi, I guess Chaydish. Chaydish says, he brings the rabbi, brings the rabbi. In Dov Mem Gimel, that says that if a shari is not Chayav Misa, there's no kofra. Another point, that's a fact. Fact number two, if 10 people kill somebody together, there is no Misa. So fact one, fact two together comes out. If a shari and the other push someone together into a pit, the shari doesn't get killed. If the shari doesn't get killed, there's no kofra. Fact number four. When is the mistake in the name?
I don't think it's the same case as the 10 people lacking this person.
Very good. Okay, so now,
very different.
Don't just keep it in your belly. Explain why you think it's not the same. Don't tell me one talking about, I'm sorry, I want to man with. That's a bit smart. That's something to say.
Because I think they each would have killed him on
no,
their own.
No, doesn't say a word about it.
In this case, I'm pushing him into the pit. They both pushed him together.
It's cool.
From this side and this side.
Conjecture. There's no Makor in the Gemara here saying that each one exerted more effort than they needed to exert. They have two people doing things together, 10 people hitting a person together, they're all exerting them a certain amount of things together, they kill. Same here. They have two people pushing together. Doesn't say that one pushed and the other one was tagging along. Two people pushing together means in both, due to both of their efforts, they die. Where do you get him a courage to say, here it's talking about where they didn't need the other guy, and with the effort he did, he could have killed himself? Steinish. It's called Anocha. You make an Anocha. So it's an asking of Kasha. It doesn't say such an Anocha. Can't make an Anocha. Can't make an Anocha. So tell you the Kasha, why is it saying that the show is Chayav Kofra?
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, I'm very pleased. So why is it Chayav
Kofra? I have a Svara. I have a Svara. Why would you say it makes sense?
Okay, I'm glad you understand what he's saying.
Okay. Let's say the 10 person beatings. I don't know, for example, you know, how much blood a person needs to lose in order to die. Let's say you needed 10 cups of blood and you're dead. So each one hitting the guy with a stick is equivalent to each one taking one cup of blood. That one cup of blood by itself would not have killed the person. It's only a combination with the 10. But if a guy's standing at the edge of a cliff and you push him with your finger, he falls in. If somebody else pushes him with the finger, he falls in. A baby pushes him, he falls in. A short pushes him, he falls in. So if you and the short come together and you both push, either one of you would have killed him. Whereas in the case of the blood, it wouldn't have.
You're not making a straw, you're making a haranok, you're making an assumption that it's the straw that killed the camel's back. That's the assumption you're making. The animal was completely burdened, and no fractions they were pushing in. No mention of that in the Gemara here. The Gemara says, if they both push in the shofar of his kiva, no mention that we're talking about a guy that's standing on the press, they just have to blow on him and he's going to fall in. Doesn't say that. We're talking about a strong, sturdy guy. We're talking about a heavy guy. Right? The strong shots in.
He's talking about the 10
feet.
One second. Doesn't say what?
Doesn't say otherwise.
So since it doesn't say, it means it's talking about all situations. A situation which is talking about a guy pretty sturdy. And together, the heaven, they both pushed him in, they both managed to push him. Does not say otherwise, that means we have to say the Quran is talking about all instances, not one particular case where it happened that one leg on the field, on the pit, and the other one's on the banana peel, and then whoops, and he falls in. Doesn't say that. We're talking about a case where they both together put effort to push him in.
Yeah.
And their effort, their joint effort, got him to go in. And nevertheless, the Oshoi is Chayim. Why should that be? Why should that be? Mashmah to all cases. So you're not going to, there is a Chayim, it's possible Chayim, but you're not going to know Akiva. So what do you want to say about that?
Well, I want to back up a little bit with my first question. This is for the question, but furthermore, why can't the Rosenthal score saying you can't hide the person, we're not sure as the shore the board pushed you, the shore or the person pushed you in. The board could also could kill them myself. So I don't say we, even though we got rid of the person, we still have the board to worry about. And therefore you can't make it even with
the board. Boy, the only reason why there's no bala boy for missing. For he is missing. There's only one bala boy done between Zom. The Torah never made the person into a bala boy that's high missing. So therefore, it's just a ground. It's like you see a ground, and somebody pushes a person into the ground. And the person pushes them in, it's going to be tight. So tell me, Chadish, if you made the boy, we're going to hide into Shlomim. No, that's it.
You don't want to Shlomim by more, but there's a Misa by Shur and Adam.
Right.
That's why we're not
going to be more. Not a good question, it's quite a good one, but that's the chat. Shlomim is making a very good point here. That we're saying, regarding to Shlomim, we said that they're all equal partners. The boy is also a partner of the swimming. For some reason, when it comes to the boy, if an Adam pushes the person into the boy, or a Shoy pushes the person into the boy, you don't say, oh, there's partners here. There's a Shoy and the boy, regarding Chiyu Misa. The Pshat is like we just explained. Regarding the Chiyu to Shlomim, that returns to Chandish is something called the Balabur. But there's no chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv misa for the bala boy. So then just plain ground. So if somebody takes a person, clues or interpret it. The person who takes a person is one into devil. Okay, so that's Tosis. There's one question on Tosis. One question on Tosis, and that is Mordechai's. Mordechai has a question that comes to this whole Mahalach here. Not that one, Tosis, no Gemara really. That the Gemara of Nemgir says that a shoy that kills without a kavanah, is not chayiv kriya. Not chayiv misa, not chayiv kriya. That's what the Gemara of Ben Gimel said. It was Rabbah's din. The previous Tosfos told us that an adam that pushes the person into the pit must be talking about he did it without kavanah. And must be talking about that kavanah, because if he did it with kavanah, the bala boy would be chayiv. So it must be talking about the adam did it without kavanah. So there's an oracle. But regarding the Adam, we're talking about he did it without Kavan. And regarding the Shoy, we're talking about he did it with Kavan. That's our Aram the Gemara. Regarding the Adam, the only way the Adam would be Chayim, and the only way the Adam and the boy together would be Chayim, is if the Adam pushed in by mistake. If a person would come along and on purpose throw in something into the pit and down the pit, the Bala boy is not Chayim. Remember this, Yossi? Previous basis. Gemara said, the Indian is not in Kurum Chayom. What do you mean the Indian is not in Kurum Chayom? If a Shoy or an Adam pushes something into a pit, the Shoy and the Adam and the boy are all Chayim together. Says, Tosis, must be talking about Adam did it without Kavanah. Because if he did it with Kavanah, it's a Svar Pshuta. If somebody takes an item and purposely throws it in somebody else's fire, or purposely throws it in somebody else's pit, a Vadla Bala boy is not Chayim. That's what takes us previously. So regarding the Adam, we must be talking about the Adam bumped into him, Shaloi Bikawah. And regarding the Shoy, now Jesus, we've seen that from Gimel, we must be talking about the Shoy did it with Kamal. For the Shoy, does it without kavana is not chayv misa. If it's not chayv misa, it's not chayv kavana. Right? So Masri Kama has showed it without, with kavana. Says Zahara. It's on the show of anger. Right? So Ramayla, it's Zahara. I don't know if it's beginner. Kasha is beginner Kasha. We should ask it. But Zahara on Tesis. Regarding the other, we have to talk about one case, and regarding the show, we have to talk about a different case. That's one Zahara on Tesis.
Except when the Torah says Shore of Adam, so even if we're going to say Shore or Adam, but the fact that they're linked, doesn't that mean that they have to be similar?
Right.
One is without Kavan and one is with Kavan, they're just similar.
It's Zahara. It's Zahara. I'm saying, we shouldn't ask this question. It's a good question. But, we'll have to be making it. There's two different cases. We'll have to show with come on and off, without come on and off. Otherwise, it doesn't reach.
Wouldn't the Gemara be very clear?
Right, that's right. That's the shit that answers Kasha. Right? It's an Aaron Tesis. The answer to this Kasha would be, the Tesis doesn't want to go with it, is that Rabba's Chedek on Rabba. Rabba doesn't hold on Rabba. And Rabba holds that Shuri has to be Kofa even if it doesn't get killed. And then everything's good. Shuri, even if it does it without Kavana, and all of it without Kavana, Shuri's going to be Chayav Kofa. And then it would read, just Tesis doesn't want to go with that. Tesis understands the Rabba fits in with Rabba over there. So therefore, Tesis is stuck. And it's Aaron Tesis, not Ishma, according to Tesis. The Odom has to be talking about, he did it without Kavana. The Shema has to be talking about, he did it with Kavana. Aaron, very, very stark Aaron Tesis. Okay, so.
There's no way of just saying that my other move was also with Kavana.
No.
No. Like Sparrow.
No, Shaya.
Why is not Shaya? Let's say the guy, it was nighttime. The guy would have fallen. It was pitch dark outside.
Right.
If someone makes a pit, which is around. The guy was walking there. Wouldn't have seen it. Let's say nobody pushed him in. He wouldn't have seen it. He would have fallen in.
Okay.
He would have definitely fallen in. So why can't we say that since this person was a chef, he works in the pit at night, and this person, he'd be hired anyway.
I'll ask him Shiva Super Bonus.
Yeah.
That's again, we spoke about this on Sunday. Ask Shiva Super Bonus means that if my takora, my thing that I was made the takora, could have killed Bonus, so even if it killed Bonus, it's associated with me. But the reason why your potter, somebody else pushes in, somebody uses your takora to kill someone, is because it's not considered anything to do with me, nothing to do with me anymore. It's somebody else using my takara. It's not me. And therefore, so what if you would have fallen in anyway? It's nothing to do with me. Somebody else took my item and smashed something. It's not included in the original takara I made. The original takara I made has a risk of shear, has a risk of onus, all those things lies in it. Somebody else coming on and making use of my takara and killing is not included in the original Mazik Naimi. That's what we spoke about on Sunday.
Do we know for sure that the previous Tosfos, where he says it can't be that Adam had a Kavana, why shouldn't he be Chayav if he did, that same can't apply to Or? I mean, that same can't apply to Shor, it's a Shor Boer that was violent. That could the previous Tosfos, where he says Adam must be a case without Kavana,
yeah,
does that apply to Shor too?
No. A Shor, it's wild Shor. With Kavana, it's not considered that somebody else is making use of my vote. A show is not someone else. A wild show is a wild show. It's something I have to take into account when I make my vote. When I make a vote, I have to expect there's things out there that can happen. Things out there. There could be things which have expected, things which are unexpected. That's all included in the thing I made in the origin. What's expected? You can have a wild show falling inside. You can have a wild show pushing other animals inside. All that's expected is something I have to expect. When I make that boat, I'm already liable for all that. Chiddush, I'm even liable for Eitzim, because it's all included in the original shear that I made. But I'm not liable for somebody else making use of my boat. That I'm not liable for. So somebody with purpose goes along and throws somebody into my pit, that's considered him doing it, not me. I'm not included in my original takala, but that's only when an Adam become one. Only with an other with Kavan. So, without Tosfos,
When you say Rashi comes with that, the original sword that can compare to the fire from the fire.
I don't remember why it's Rashi.
You want to see the worst one in the case of Rashi.
It's from a German. Right. So back to Outasis. Outasis is telling us it's not possible that they all did it together. They're all the show and the hold on can't have done it together because then the show would be five. Rashi said they did it together. So we should have try and find a way for Rashi to understand this. So we have to be mechalik. This is why I thought maybe we'd start working. We went the wrong way. You have to be mechalik between 10 people hitting and killing somebody, where there we say they're all potter. And the case of a shoy and all that are pushing somebody into a boy, where we say that it would be chav. What's the possible chiluk between 10 people hitting and a shoy and an all that pushing into a boy? Not chiluk, as a chiluk, you call it. So the chiluk is, the Rashba says it's chiluk. Rashba, it's in the brought down the shita, it's also the shoy Rashba. 10 people hitting, they're all using their own sticks. Each one is hitting a different place, and each one is doing somewhat of the dab, somewhat of the dab. In the case of the Shoy and the Odom, they're pushing together the same thing. The thing that killed him is the fact that he got pushed into the pit. It's not being done by two different things killing him. It's not two different things killing him. It's the same thing killing him. That means what's the killing him? The fact that you're pushed into the ground. How is he pushed into the ground? That's one thing killing him. And that means he jointly did this one thing. That's the rational. When do we find the din? If 10 people killed, they're all part of, that's like Mordechai's Nusach, they said, each one takes a cup. I like that, you're going the right way. Now each one took a cup, a hit, one person hit, another person hit, all together they hit. And they hit using 10 sticks. What does that mean? They used hit using 10 sticks. There were 10 different makkas here. Each makka killed him somewhat. But there were 10 different makkas. Then the thing is, 10 different makkas, each one's bottle. Because each one killed the 10th. Masha Enkin. There was only one makka with the shuri in the honor. Shoy and Adam doctor with a boy, the reason why he died was the fact he landed on the ground. That's what killed him. Not the punch. That didn't kill him. Not the push of the person. Not the goring of the Shoy. That didn't kill him. What killed him? Landing on the floor. How did he land on the floor? How did that one death, one lethal act, how did that happen? Due to two people. The same in that case, we don't have the rule of 10 different people. That's all that they all did 100% of the death. They both together did 100% of the death. That's what we say of right. And Shenke, 10 people hitting 10 different places, each one only did a tenth of the death. There are Chiluk Shel Rashba. That's a Chiluk. That's the Kibbutz. We should be going off. They're definitely starting. Not going in that Kibbutz. That's the Chiluk. Rashi said, in the case of a Shari and an Odom and pushed together into the pit. How can you be Chayim? There's no Misa. There is Misa for the show. You do kill the show, and you would kill the person. Why? Because together they killed in total. Together they did the 100% of the death. How? He died. Why did he die? Why did this animal die? Why did that person die? Fell inside. Why? Because he hit himself on the floor. His body hit on the floor. That's one act. One thing killed him. One thing killed him. Are you dead? Two people. How do you know in that case your father says it in certain places? It says, Rashi, in that case, they met in Bihai. They met Bihai in that case. Yes, three.
Does it matter if each of them had enough momentum that it didn't require both of them to push him in?
It doesn't say that in the Gemara. So we'll say in any event, I mean, even if you needed both of their momentum to push him in, it would still, the show would be high. Why? because together they killed this person. Right?
Although, are we going to have to say when they did it together, the person did it with Vaga and the short did it without Vaga?
If you're going to go to the places beforehand, the man's there doing the best did it without Kavanah, and the Shur did it with Kavanah. You don't go to the Kavanah, you're a pastor's impression. The man's there did it with Kavanah. Over to the man's there did it with Kavanah, come to Rashi. Right. Yes, to the Shur, fire away.
There's a Rashi, you can get on the base.
Okay, so ask for that one later. Say no? Ask me after, but it's not. That's okay. So now I'll read out the Rashba. Hey, Shlema. If it's because 10 people hit together, if that's your question, that's a tasty question. It's not a question at all. There we said that thing, that if 10 people kill the whole pot or you'd been held on the yud matters. 10 people killed with 10 sticks. The leke ish kiyakim kol nefesh. There's no pasuk here saying a person killed kol nefesh. He didn't. Aber nochom kiven shedachfu biyachad. They were pushed together. Did the same thing together. Kechad chashvilam le. It's considered like one. You got some tugmai, some showing for it. The way I understand it is that it's true. Together they pushed them in, but there was only one thing that goes. It wasn't each one did half of, killed in half. Together they killed them entirely. And therefore,
I want to understand. Each of them would have done it on his own, but he had killed that person by pushing him into the pit. Would he have been able to accomplish it?
And had they either and they pushed on their own?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
And it's not different than that.
Of course it is.
No different. Because I don't know what that. You just said it's no different.
No.
That would be no different than that.
It is.
How? It's no different than that.
Okay. Okay, if 10 people kill using 10 different sticks, the reason why he died is because he's got, if you look at this person, like that, bruised here, and here. Each one of them had a cause that caused him to die. But the reason why he died is because he's bruised here, and here. That's why he died.
Because it all came together like a chabot on the floor at the same time. On the floor. The same time.
And tears. You got hit in 10 different places at the same time. So since you got hit in 10 different places by 10 different people, each one of these places they got hit was caused by a different person. And each one of these places together were mitzarev to kill him. Each person in his own place is joined together. In the case of the person that falls in the pit, he died because he hit himself on the pit. There's one hit, that's what did it. Why he fell is because two people joined together to push him there. That's why he fell. But those aren't the things that killed. The thing that killed was the fact he landed on the floor. That they both did equally together at the same time. And it's not that I did this part and he did that part. The part that he fell is a byproduct of both of them together. The death happened due to their byproduct of both of them together. That death was, each one is completely, completely associated with.
So it's the body where they get these birds.
Yeah, that's what we come to. There's an R on this, you can't read the Pinch Nisha. So that's an R that is wrong, we have to see about it. But because that's what the Rashba was saying.
That they would be
if they fused together, this one act they're doing together fuses together as one act, and therefore the show would get chayv mis.
If three people push someone down and clip together, they're not killed.
I know where you're coming from. I understand your aura. And there is a Sefer Dvarim that discusses this point, which I didn't have a chance to check out. I think that's his question on this point. I don't know. I have to check it out. The third from the Rashi, that's what would be if you chayv mis. It's a chiluk between each person hitting in different places. And due to the multiple chavolos, he dies. Whether each person is associated with his chavolos, he did. But due to the multiple chavolos, he died. Or due to a case where there's one chavolos that he died. Just one chavolos. Why did that chavolos come? Because of two people. But that one chavolos came because of two people. It says the Rashi, well, that's called one unit together. And it would be chayv mis. That's another Rashi.
Why can't we?
Afterwards, then, I guess. Yeah, good. You understand thesis? May I give it bowl? Good. Thesis, indicated. Next, thesis. And this thesis is a little bit hard. If you found this last thesis hard, the next one is just that little bit more. Indicated in the shape of what he does.
A lot.
It's
a lot more.
It's always a lot. Indicated, we'll start with today and we'll see what take on Thursday. Then it came and showed to the windows. This is a new liability. An animal got pushed into the pit and it had the canine on the side. It was carrying on it something. And the canine got smashed in the pit. Is the balaboy chai for the canine? Alapha was no. Is he chai for shapes and windows? Alapha was no. Why not? So Rashi says, Rashi says, so the reason why you potter is because it has to be that you can use it. You can't use it. Because I think you can use it. The Torah says, Tizbach. When you have a bashur, if someone does, you have a bashur that had a moon, they were afraid of you. Tizbach, you can shift it, but you can't feed it to dogs. So as long as the animal's alive, Kavale, go and check it and be pregnant. You can have a good steak. But once it died due to non-shita purposes, so it cannot be eaten, then you can't do anything anymore with this animal. This animal is now finished. You can't give it to the dog. You can't give it to the dog.
Giving it to the dog is a more extreme, like disgrace for something that has some tome of kedusha on it, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to use it to make it tefillin, like, still not allowed.
Very good. That is this thesis. This thesis is doesn't do much filling, but the same idea. We'll see. That is very good. So let's see thesis. Let's thesis. First of all, so shoyv son migdash. What type of shoyv son migdash are we talking about? Are we talking about a case of a shoyv? What's a shoyv son migdash? A shoyv that was a korban and it became a moon. Had a moon. Such a moon, you can't step anymore on the korban. You can't offer up as a korban. So you have to be poydered. Once you're paid it, you can then eat it. So this animal got damaged. At what stage did it get damaged? Before Peter or after Peter? Right? Before Peter or after Peter? Says Tesis, we're talking about after Peter.
Why did you paid it?
That means we were for the animal to eat it. You got a moon.
All right. Oh, that's the thing. The moon was pregnant.
Yeah, had a moon. We're talking about a moon. Like, what are you talking about? Fanning before you managed to be paid it. Well, afterwards, this day we're talking about afterwards. Why? But why not be doing that afterwards? Do you know you need to? Because if it hadn't been prayed yet, all the mission is now to him. Also, all the mission is also going to be brought to him. Here he said, all the mission is sure it's chayiv. Why is bottle? Let me see it. Oh, but all the mission is why? If we're talking about COVID, you're not chayiv, it's not really you. You're not going to be chayiv. But it's not really you. It has to be yours, your friends, and Hegdash is not really. And am I talking about you did a pigeon? If you did the pigeon, it is really. It's already called really. So show is chayim. Show the person in a show in Russian that you already had a pigeon. Chayim. Hold on. Chayim. Boy is what? Why the miss here? Look. So far, so good. Tema. Take this, Akasha. The boy. Am I bottle? Why is the body bottle if I had the pigeon? kim shenifto had a bit already vaba misa shelo now that it's dead, that he can have a use of it. This misal, this death, enables him to use it now. Why? The mandom according to the is a machlokes, where you're allowed to be paid the egdesh in lachilo meklovim. Are you allowed to be paid the egdesh in order to be machil it to klovim, or to feed it to dogs? There is an opinion that you can. So according to that opinion, certainly this animal now I got used to. So it's amazing, he doesn't understand what's going on here. Why do we say if an animal falls in, the Bala boy is pot? Why? Because there's nothing you can do with this show. There is, you can give it to dogs. Had we not been speaking about the head of pigeon already, if we speak about the head of the pigeon yet, then I wouldn't have a question. Why? Yeah, but my Michelle, like, if we're talking about we didn't have a bit of Nicha, then it'd be good. Why? I feed it to dogs. It's true, it didn't have a bit. Let's be playing it now and feed it to dogs. Says Tais, no. Shall you choin and if Tais will ask Misa? The law is, you can't be playing English after death. You can only be playing English while it's still alive. After it's dead, you can't. To be in on Hamoto Barocho. Is a pasuk that says you have to be mounted the behem in front of the basin. Now, modo barov, you need to be standing there and evaluation while it's still alive. So, once it's dead, you can't be pedish. So, if we're talking about an animal that was not yet pedish, not yet pigeon, right? It was pedish, that would be pedish. Then I understand why the barov is going to be potter. In this animal, you can't do anything. You can't be pedish. So, you can't give it to dogs. You can't give anything. So. It's not made shalom. The Taisa says it would be good, but we can't talk about a case where it hasn't had a pigeon yet. Why?
Because
as I'm a mother, I'm not. It's not shalom. It'd be nice if we could explain the Gemara talking about a case of an animal that you haven't yet done pigeon to. It would be nice to. But if we would be able to explain it that way, but this is that they can't explain it that way. Why can't you explain it that way?
It's
not ready.
It's
not ready.
You can't
afford
after death.
No. So
therefore,
then
the
person is Shoyin Adam was also going to be bothered. It's not ready. So we must be talking about after the pigeon. You already did the pigeon and then it fell in the ground in the pit. If it must be talking about that, why is it not called Shaloi? He could give it to dogs. For the regdesha is to give it to dogs. That's Tosis Kasha. Okay, very simple answer to Tosis Kasha. This is not my feeling. The mandama ain't paid in. Even according to the mandama said you can't be paid the English to give it to dogs. This is where a domit point comes in. Because it's still difficult. Why? The mukhaf on the first white line. The mukhaf pek kosho. If you look in Pesachim, you'll see that the whole iser of being machal leklovim is just that. The hainon tafke lachilon leklovim. Like David said, it's a gnai, it's a design to hektish to give it to dogs. You can't do that. But other usages, David very ruchni, you talk about spinning. The other usages you can do, says the Gemara. If you want to use it as fuel for your fire, you can. Point it. You'll have to use it. So you'll have to be putting the Ekdesh in order to use it to make use of the fire, fuel for the fire. So this animal fell in already at the pigeon. So true, I can't give it to the dogs because we're going like the mandamus if you can't give it to the dogs. But it's still shaloi. You can use it for something else. You can still use it for fireworks or tefillin. So why do we say it's not made shaloi?
It is shaloi. Any versus every. It's true. So you can't say it on any use. I have some use.
Right.
But I don't have every use. Maybe for Macy alone, because I have to have every use. Now, I need to do for any meditation. It's not shaloi anymore.
Yeah, it says this is not that it's not the pshat. Me shaloi means that I can have a use. It's mine. I have a monetary value to this. I can relate to it. I don't have to use it for everything. As long as I've got some use, It's also called shaloi.
Once you restrict me, it's not shaloi.
It is shaloi. Shaloi, you can use it for that. You can become a shaloi.
I don't want to use it for that.
Zayda, it's shaloi. He's limited. It's shaloi. People would buy such a thing. They're not used to it. Right? So the main. So how do places know this? He says, if you look in the Gemara then. He said, everyone said that, but a secret tongue is of Shiron Poyd in the Kuniyama. Everyone said you have to be Poyd the Schmeitzer in the Sugya of Koychol Chomet Shalaydu Bemoyed Mayer. The Sugya there says, if you eat Chomet of Hegesh on Pesach, somebody goes and eats Chomet of Hegesh, he's over Kisa Me'ila. Now, what's Me'ila? Me'ila means somebody takes money that belongs to Hegesh and uses it for his own use, he's trying to bring a Kolben, Kolben Me'ila. But that's only said on something where he took something which has a value. If something has no value, there's no Issa Me'ila. Me'ila means that you use something which has a value. If it doesn't have value, there's no Issa Me'ila. It says, Taisus, if you look in the Gemara there, it says, Chomets on Pesach, it's got value. Chomets on Pesach, it's a value. Chomets on Yid definitely doesn't have a value, because it's also to eat, not also to have a no. The Chomets on Hegdish, the Gemara there says, there is Issa Me'ila. Why? Can't eat it. Chomets on Hegdish, you can't eat it, because you can use it. On Masik of Ashi, the Gemara there says, if you don't mind just skipping those words, we can skip out of those words. Because you really have to understand the there for it. But says Bevashi, there the Gemara said, the fruit of the grace they're going to have on a committee. Now the Machlegis says, is Chomets of Egdish also about not on Pesach? The grace they're going to say, it's not also about not on Pesach. So may them, therefore, there's an Issa Me'ila. Why? Alma, you see, midamal, since you can't do me'ila, poidin, you could be poid without a comment for what? Lasikit, Tashina, that's all you can do it. It's English, part of English. Why are you poid it for? For firewood, and that's considered yours. Oh, the no, Harris, when Yala, no. So, mainly that's what Jesus leaves us at the moment. Jesus says, they've got kasha. Why on earth in our sugya do we say it's not called shaloi? It is shaloi. He does have a use for it. First of all, you can give it to dogs, according to certain opinions. Even according to opinions, you say you can't give it to dogs, but you can use it for some other use. How do I know you can use it for some other use? Is the sugya himself. If you look up the Gemara there, it's good to have a look through it. The Gemara there brings different opinions there. But one of them is Ravashi. Rav Ashi holds there that Chomets of Hegdish, according to some opinions, there is Issa Me'ila. Meaning, according to the opinion holds that Chomets of Hegdish is not Osa Bano, there is Issa Me'ila. Why? What are you going to use it for? It's Hegdish. What are you going to use it for? I'm going to be paid to it. You're not going to have enough from Hegdish. They're going to be paid. Paid for what? You can't eat it. So what are you going to be paid to it for? To put it into my capsule. And that's considered a good pig. So if so, this animal that fell in, it had the pigeon earlier, I can use it for putting under my tabshel. If I'm using it for putting under my tabshel, it shouldn't be a problem of mace shallow. It is his.
I thought as long as there's any remnants of kedusha on it, then it isn't shallow. Because the fact is that you can't give it to clubbing. That's a restriction that remains on it.
You and Mordechai are on the same page. That means both you and Mordechai are understanding that Misha Meshaloi means totally his without restriction. That's clearly wrong, because even if I wasn't talking about kosher, right? That's talking about a normal animal that died. Baal HaBayis Chayav for that? Baal HaBayis Chayav?
Yeah.
He can eat it. The person who has an animal can eat it? No. Right? It's an Aveda. And it's still called Shaloi. I mean, even though your restrictions, Torah forbade you to eat it, shaloi means that I've got, I can use it. I can use it. If shaloi would mean I can do what I want with it, then you'd be right. I'm saying, mochak and the sugya, it's not like that. Every animal that dies, I have restrictions on. So the restrictions, I can't eat it. So by hegdish, the restrictions are, I can't use it, give it to dogs. I can only benefit it for using for a firewood. At the end of the day, it's still shaloi.
It's monetary restriction, it's not shaloi. When it comes to monetary restriction,
what do you mean by that?
Hashem is not allowing you to use it for any need that you have, aside from eating.
Well, why is eating not monetary restrictions?
That's religious. Aside from that restriction, it should always be something that he's allowed to sell in any way he wants. You can't sell it.
You can set up a firewood. Dogs, you can't. The firewood, you can. And Tosis says firewood or any other material.
No, but is there an opinion that holds that says cannot feed it to a dog, meaning any usage at all? Not any usage, because I think Rashi said you have to bury it.
Tosis didn't bring a drag with Mara in himself, in that when it says that you can't give it to dogs, it's just that.
But Rashi knows that.
Okay, Tosis, the end of Tosis. We have to get to the end of Tosis, and then you'll see Rashi. Okay, that. Tosis didn't bring a drag for Rashi with Mara there, that you see all that are not Samanot. And if you can have Samanites called Shaloi, now, your knowledge of what you want to suggest, Shaloi means completely his anot. That's Mukhar, it's not like that. But he anyway can't eat any animal that dies. So you're limited anyway. The Torah gave you certain restrictions. So if I actually make more restrictions, it's not called Shaloi. Shaloi doesn't mean I can do what I want with it. Shaloi means I have a use for it. So Mamela says, what is the chiluk now between Klovim and Klovim? What's the chiluk between Klovim and firewood? Maybe it's my Mishnah, he is Kedah of Mishnah, no, he's what's the difference between Kedah and any other, no? The Dilma, perhaps, human to me, the Vachalto, the Lone Klovecho. When the Possum said there was a Drosh of Vachalto, which we dash in the Lone Klovecho, less than the Mute, Elo, Kiyoitze by Achina. When the Torah said Vachalto, you can eat, you should eat it, and don't give it to your dogs. It meant don't do another form of consumption, giving it to dogs to eat. You must eat it, not dogs to eat it. That's all the Torah meant. But you must eat it, but you can't have any other. No, the Torah didn't say that. And that was a difference for most citizens. What Tosis said, Tosis dashed it from the past. You should eat it, not anything else. No other animal can eat it. But other usage, maybe you can. So we may have gone to have Ashi see cannabis around. So what are we going to do then? Tosis says he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara, he said, you don't have another use. Tosis says, if you look at the Gemara there is an opinion that holds that you can't use anything. Something which was hektish can't be used for anything. Not for giving to dogs and not for any other use, either fire, can't use it for anything else. And out of the moment, we'll go by that opinion. Says, this is me, I'll even do a Yosef, the Kundra of Yosef, the Mepharish Hoslom, who says in the Gemara there, no longer put the Mekdish on the Achim and the Klov and Kemichigi. The Machlek is there when there's an Issa no on Chomitz, on Pesach, is dependent on whether you can feed it to the dogs. There's a Mamma over there who says the Chomitz on Pesach, there's an Issa no. You can't have any unoffer meat. And there's one on that says you can have an offer meat. What's the machlokes? Says this is the machlokes. I had me put the eggdish to give it to dogs. The mandamah says you can have an offer meat. Says you can give it to dogs. The mandamah says you can't have an offer. There's no amount to get. But you can't give it to dogs. That's what Yosef says. There's a machlokes in the Gemara there. Comment of hektish. Is it shaykh no? Says Yosef. What's it dependent on? Dependent on, are you able to be put the English to feed it to dogs? If you only can feed it to dogs, there is a no. If you only can't feed it to dogs, there's no no. I've can't be very abusive. That's the saying, Rav Yosef is telling us there's no no if you only can't feed it to dogs. It means you can't not only feed it to dogs, but you can't use it for anything else. There's no no. So my main lesson places, our Gemara is going like, our Gemara is a Misham Mishaloi. As Hektisha falls in, you've got no alarm for. It's going like the mother of a hole. You can't be put there an animal to feed it to dogs. And that mother on a hole, No, you cannot feed it to dogs. You can't feed it to anything. You can't feed it to any animal. So, yeah. But you see, we managed to get to this place. Leaves us the last two tastes on the page. Nafkan and Eitlochanon. And then, again, to Shem. We are starting on Thursday the next part of the Gemara, which is all about Kedem. Kedem falling into a very potter. So we have to obviously spend time going through these last two tastes. There's one taste at the top of Omid. Show you. And we missed out. Now we have to come back to it. So don't go over the table. Don't go back. The last two tastes on the page and the first basis. The first basis, don't give up the taste. We missed it. Skip to that. And Metzrem on Thursday, we shall do that. And on Shavuos, the suggestion is to have a tochnit to do Chazara of this last Sugya that you got. From Itma, one Omid. From Itma, it's the last 2 weeks we've been at Itma, from Itma, the first word on the last word on the previous page, till the two dots. That's the tochnit for Shavuos. But for now, we've got two tastes at the head of the page, one taste at the beginning of the page. And in Yetzer Shem on Thursday, we shall join once again together. If you finish, you're ready to start as well. Have a very, very good day. And see, so nice to see you.
Nice to be back. Thank you.
A good Rosh Chodesh. Good Chodesh.
Good Chodesh.
Okay.